So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Eilu Tu'unis Tenufa, Ve'in Tu'unis Hagasha. The following four karbanis require Tenufa only, but not Hagasha. Like Shemin Shal Mitzera Va'ashamai, Va'bikurim Kedivri B'lez Ben Yaakov, Ve'imuri Shal Me'yachid, V'chaz B'shaik Shalehen, Shtihalechem V'shnei Kivsei Atzeres. And the Mishnah elaborates, Like Shemin Shal Mitzera Va'ashamai, a Mitzera must bring a karban asham and a log of oil which is sprinkled in the heichel, then applied to his right earlobe, his right thumb, and the big toe on his right foot. And tenufa is required of the leg together with the ashem while the animal is alive, because the pasuk states, "V'hikriv oisei la'ashem es leg hashemen, v'heinif oisem tenufa lefnei Hashem." The words "oisem tenufa" teach shetu'unin tenufa ke'echad. The ketchila the kain does one tenufa of both the leg and the ashem. And the singular words "V'hikriv oisei v'heinif" teach shem heinif zeba'atzma yatsa. But the yavid, if he did a separate tenufa of the ashem and a separate tenufa of the leg, the mitzvah is fulfilled. V'abikurim k'divri b'lez ben Yaakov. Each year, one is obligated to bring the first grown of the Shevet Aminim fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, where they're eaten by the Kohanim. And b'lez ben Yaakov holds that tenufa is required for the bikurim because there is a gzeirah shalav from shlamim through the word yad. The pasuk of bikurim states, "V'lokach ha'koin hatenem yadecha." And the pasuk of karban shlam states, "Yadav tibiyena es ishi Hashem lahanef oisit tenufa." Makan koyin, aflahalan koyin, just as the tenuva of bikurim requires a koyin, as it says of lokach koyin, so too the tenuva of shlamim also requires a koyin. And malahalan bailam, afkan bailam. And just as regarding shlamim, the Torah specifies that the owner does the tenuva, as it says yadav tibiyena, so too bikurim also requires tenuva by the owner. And the two psukim are reconciled as follows. Haketzad, koyin menich yadai tachazidei bailam umenef. The koyin places his hand under the owner's hands, and together they wave the bikurim. The Gemara cites a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda also holds that tenufa is required for the bikurim, because one pasuk states, "V'lokach ha'koyin atenem yadecha v'nich lefnei mizbach Hashem lekecha," while the following pasuk states, "V'hinachti lefnei Hashem lekecha." Rabbi Yehuda holds "V'hinachti zu tenufa," because "V'nich" already refers to anocha. Therefore, "V'hinachti" refers to tenufa to wave the bikurim in all four directions. And the Gemara offers two reasons for why the Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov rather than Rabbi Yehuda. Either because Hoyle Pasach Ba'akas of Tchila, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's source for the Tenufa is from an earlier Pasach, or because Hoyle V'Rav Gavre, as Rashi explains, Shu Chacham B'Yaisr, the Kaimelon, Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a great Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah continues, Ve'imuri Shal Me'yachid V'Chaz B'Shoik Shalem. In the carbon shlam of an individual, they did Tenufa of the fats together with the Chaza, the breast, and Shoik, the shank. As the pasuk states, "Shayk hatshuma b'chazeh tenufa al isha echalav miyaviu lahanef tenufa," and "Echad anashim ve'echad anashim b'Yisrael b'loy b'achirim." As the Gemara explains, "Echad anashim ve'echad anashim karban and tuan tenufa." Tenufa is required on the karban shlam of all yechidim, all individuals, which includes men, women, and even non-Jews. However, v'tenufa atzma b'Yisrael avoloy b'dei nashim ha'akim. Only Jewish men perform the actual tenufa with the kain, but women and akim do not perform tenufa. Rather, the kain by himself does tenufa on their shlamim, because the pasuk begins with "Daber al bnei Yisrael lemer." The words "bnei Yisrael" teach "bnei Yisrael manifin vein akim manifin," "bnei Yisrael manifin vein hanoshim manifis." As the Gemara explains regarding tenufa, the words "bnei Yisrael" exclude noshim ba'akim only partially, and that they cannot do the actual tenufa. But their carbon shlam does require tenufa because shat tenufa bekanim, the kohen could do tenufa instead. However, regarding smicha, the words "bnei Yisrael" exclude nashim ba'akim completely, and their carbon does not require smicha at all because shat smicha bebailim, only the owner could do smicha, but not the kohen. The Gemara now elaborates on the process of tenufa. The pasuk begins with hamakir ve'zevach shlamav. The word hamakir implies that the kohen does the tenufa, but the next pasuk states yadav tibiyena sisha Hashem. The words yadav tibiyena imply that the bailim, the owner, does tenufa. Therefore, the Gemara reconciles the two psukim as follows: Haketzat, kohen menich yadav tachasidei habailim umeinif. The kohen places his hand under the owner's hands, and together they wave the chalavim and chazav hashek. And regarding the placement of the chalavim and chazav hashek, there are three steps in the process, which are derived from three psukim as follows. First, ma'aseh le'kohen mebeis hamitbchayim v'ramileh. Initially, when the kohen brought them from the place of shechita, the chalavim were on top of the chazav hashek, as the pasuk states, "es hachelav al chazav yivyenu." Then, meniach emurav al pisas hayad, the chazav hashek alein. The first kohen hands them to a second kohen to do tenufa, and they were flipped. And now the chazav hashek were on top of the chalavim, as the pasuk states, "sheik hatshuma v'chazeh tenufa al ishei chalavim yivyu lahanef tenufa." Then, yavle le'kohen achrina v'azla maktule. The second kohen hands them to a third kohen to bring the chalavim to the mizbech, and they were flipped again. And now the chalavim were on top of the chaza, as the pasuk states, "V'yisimres ha'chalavim al chaza, v'yakter ha'chalavim ha'mizbecha." And even though one kohen can perform all these tasks, three kohanim did them because Berev Am Hadras Melech, having more people involved in the mitzvah, brings greater honor to Hashem.